The next processes involving microorganisms, the first one then, nitrification, which is an oxidative process. We're taking ammonia or ammonium and we're transforming it into nitrite. So the bacteria called Nitrosomonas carries this out. Then the next species of bacteria, the Nitrobacter, they then take nitrite and turn it into nitrate. So in this little diagram here, looking at a lightning strike then, transforming nitrogen into NO, then NO2, then nitric acid, so we end up with nitrate. So the nitrification bacteria then are involved down a line where we have taken the ammonia down here, which is formed in the alternative pathway where our organisms, which are able to fix nitrogen, transform the N2 into ammonium. The ammonium then is taken up in the plant and then finally animal and turned into protein. So we've got a mitofunctional groups present. Those mitofunctional groups are broken down, and in that decay process, ammonia is released and then often transformed into ammonium. So the Nitrosomonas then are cycling that ammonia back through to nitrite. The nitrite is then cycling it to nitrate, and this lightning strike, which transformed N2 into nitrate, is cycled back again via rhizobium, for instance, using denitrifying bacteria, which takes that nitrogen in its oxidation state of +5 and transforms it back to 0. So the denitrification process then is a reduction, +5 through to 0 using electrons, whereas the oxidation process here is going -3 to +3, +3 to +5.